Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
15 heading through Brandywine. The road work northbound 5 north of Brandywine Road near Moores Road. That had been cleared. You might still see some activity on the shoulder, so it's still going to be a distraction. So we haven't quite released all this traffic yet heading through the Brandywine area, unfortunately. Now for 50 out of Annapolis, Bowie, quiet in through Chevrolet. So far, you're up at speed. Once on 295, we do have a little stop and go down toward East Capitol Street. Have an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Tell Davison for your free idea and get invention. Get started kit at 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind out of the west-northwest, gusty at times, especially this afternoon, but a clear start with a few clouds coming in this afternoon and cooler 47. Colder night tonight, 30 suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Springfield, 28 in Gaithersburg, 37 in Washington. The dog that United Airlines accidentally flew to Japan has now been reunited with his family in Kansas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Friday. Lot to talk about today. Joining us at 7:05 to discuss White House news, it's Sagar and Jetty from the Daily Caller. At 7:35, hey, Redskins are back in the news as Larry Michael joins us. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, here with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. Some updates for you this morning about this deadly bridge collapse at Florida International University, which just really, I think, shocked the nation yesterday to see that pedestrian bridge, 950 tons.
Oh, my God.
950 tons of steel and concrete collapsing, pancaking vehicles yesterday that were under it. They had just installed the bridge a couple days ago. They were very proud of it. Yeah, the bridge was installed in like 6 hours because it's prefabricated. They bring it in and then they install it. It was meant to cross over it was a walkway. It was designed to cross over a hallway, a highway connecting the school to the community that's across from it that a lot of students traverse to. The bridge was not yet open. Right. It was supposed to be officially open as a walking bridge in 2019. And it was intended to last for a century, for 100 years. They expected this thing to last. And it didn't make it a week. The thing falling over, collapsing, crushing vehicles, killing several people. And at this hour, we don't even know quite how many people have died. We do know the official count so far has reached 6. It doesn't mean it's the end of it, though. Here's Miami-Dade Police Spokesman Detective Alvaro Zabaleta with an update on this.
What we can confirm is at this point, at least we can confirm 6 fatalities.
At least 6 people killed here so far. And so, I mean, I can't, obviously, it's one of these things you can't even imagine. There's students taking cell phone videos, people reacting. You watch, I've seen the video of this, you know, just think of any, and it's just cars driving on a roadway. You wouldn't expect something like this to happen. You're just driving right underneath it. So everything seems fine. I saw one car make it through and started, it was taking its left turn and the bridge collapsed right behind it. Imagine that being in your rearview mirror. They're like, what just happened? The bridge collapsing and again, crushing those vehicles. Here's the same police spokesman talking about the first responders.
We do know that fire rescue transported 9 out of here that were transported to a local hospital. One perhaps may have transported themselves because the reports we're getting from Kendall Regional is that they had 10 individuals at the hospital.
Yeah, so several in critical condition of the people. I saw at least 2 are in critical condition suffering from cardiac arrest and a brain injury stemming from this. Rescuers have been working every hour since then to try and recover any survivors. There were 8 vehicles that were trapped under the wreckage. They've had dogs out there, of course, also looking to help them. This was celebrated by the company that built it and the institute and the university. A lot of tweets and all sorts of celebratory messages about this bridge being assembled. All of those tweets by the guys who put it up, they've been deleted. No celebration now in light of what's occurred. And there's a lot of scrutiny being placed at both FIGG and the Manila Construction Company, both construction companies responsible for assembling this bridge, which have had their own problems in the past with other construction projects, which are now being heavily scrutinized. And so as the Daily Mail reports, both companies have been accused in years past of shoddy construction practices. At the moment that the bridge collapsed, there were two workers on top of the bridge who were conducting a stress test of some kind. They're saying that this has to do something with the cabling that they were trying to get into place. So it's not entirely clear to me at this hour why this thing fell, but a lot of questions being investigated here. The NTSB is involved in looking at it, and I know the federal government has said that they're going to assist in any way they can. We heard that yesterday from Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Here's Florida Governor Rick Scott addressing the fact that an investigation is already underway.
We will hold anybody accountable if anybody's done anything wrong. But the most important thing we can do right now is pray for the individuals that ended up in the hospital for their full recovery. Pray for the family members that have lost loved ones.
So this is a tough moment, of course, at Florida International University as they deal with this.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the video, but the video was being shown about when they placed this bridge. It's called a swing because it swings into place, and they brought it in. It was amazing because the whole overpass had been built off site as opposed to being built on site because it's an 8-lane highway, 4 lanes in each direction.
Yeah,
and so they bring it in on this flatbed, this truck type thing, and they put it in place where it rests on the pillars, the supports on either side. It was just incredible to watch. And as you noted, that there were some workmen who were on the bridge. There was also an interview yesterday with a woman who is a police detective in the area, and she just happened to be on the roadway and driving, and she watched this happen. So she, you know, of course, she said, you know, my instincts just kicked in, and she sprung into action. You know, it's interesting. You said, can you imagine just sitting there and, you know, this happens? Am I the only person who has ever sat in a car under an overpass and you hear the traffic going on above you, or you hear the train or whatever? And I think to myself, I look around on some of these because you look at the condition of the overpass.
Yeah.
I've done that. And I've looked around and go, oh God, please let this light turn green, because it gives me the creeps. It really, truly does.
Yeah.
So when I heard this, I remember I do that with certain overpasses travel under, and there's a light on the other side, and you're stuck under there. I hate it.
I mean, I can't be the only one in Washington, D.C. who thinks to myself, forget bridges collapsing. Like, there's a small part in the back of your mind, you're like, God, like, people don't like America. There are terrorists out there who want to cause havoc. And so, you know, and I work during the day. I work pretty close to the White House. I'm like, if this thing's going up, I'm going up. Like, I'm done. But you kind of build that in the back of your head. You're like, you know. I mean, I used to drive past the Pentagon every day and think about what it must have been like on 9/11.
Right.
Driving on the highway there and seeing an attack on the Pentagon, of all places.
Yeah, if there's a good side to this, excuse me, it's that it was not opened yet. And so there weren't a lot of students or other people, because it connects the university to the town. There weren't a lot of people on the bridge.
It's amazing stuff. An eyewitness on Fox yesterday.
So I went, and there was a car who was completely crushed on the front part. So it's very safe to assume, unfortunately, that the driver and the co-pilot were both crushed completely. But then there was this young boy in the back of the car with full of blood and just basically speaking, begging for someone to help him. And that's something that I'm not going to be able to get out of my head, because I'm a mother of a kid too. And I just see that boy with his hand out the window just crying for help. And the police officers arrived, and they told me that they couldn't, or I couldn't, be under the bridge to help this person. And it's just completely insane that you see a person asking for help, and that person is just full of blood, and you know that whoever is in front of him driving could be his family. And he's just basically asking, please save me from this, and that I can't do anything, and that no one can do anything. And of course, everybody everybody has to think of safety, and if I go under that bridge and something else happens to me, then it's another casualty. But it's just insane that it's a feeling that you cannot get out of your head, knowing that there is this person inside a car asking for your help, and you can't do anything for that person.
Send a prayer up today. Send multiple prayers up today. 6:15 now.
Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Let's head around the Beltway. And Virginia, you're in good shape between the Wilson Bridge and American Legion Bridge. Enjoy that ride. Now, top side of the Maryland Beltway. That's really the only set of volume delays that I'm seeing right now on the Beltway. And that's below speed, New Hampshire Avenue and around past Colesville Road. 270, a little bit of the stop and go Urbana and Hyattstown, but we do catch a Friday break there, so that's some fantastic news. Getting a little bit better here on northbound 5. It was the road work that was causing the distraction, the delays that was with us through the 5 o'clock hour. So northbound 5, as you come through Brandywine, right at the 301 split, I still see that volume that's going to extend up towards Surratt's Road now that everyone can get past where the road work had been down near Moores Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, wind increasing. Winds may hit 30 miles an hour. Mix of sun and clouds, high of 47. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies for your Saturday. Going to give way to rain, high of 46. And then Sunday, lots of sunshine. Highs in the mid-50s and lows in the 30s. Currently at our nation's capital, it is 38 degrees at 6:17. In this traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, Larry Kudlow earlier this week tapped to become the new chief economic advisor to the president of the United States. Great new job for Larry. He's accepted it. He was celebrating it this week. We spoke with him earlier in the week, and he dodged all of our questions about it. He was game, though. It was nice to talk to him. But then it actually happened, and he, of course, went to the place that's employed him for the last two decades or so, I think, and that was CNBC, and spoke at length with them about how grateful he was for this opportunity. The hosts that he sat down with were really nice to him about it. And, in fact, they clearly have a good relationship with Larry. So it was interesting to watch, especially an NBC network. CNBC always been a little bit more conservative, of course, because they involve money than MSNBC. But they were celebrating it because they're fond of him. But over on MSNBC, their sister network, things were a little bit different yesterday. Because there was a woman by the name of Stephanie Ruhle. I don't know if you've ever seen this midday show with Ali Velshi and Stephanie Ruhle, but the two of them have the weirdest sort of chemistry together. Like, they clearly like each other, but maybe a little too much. Like, Ali Velshi is constantly leaning over into her. Like, he's practically sitting in her lap during the show. Like, he's always leaning on her. Like, I don't, is there, does he have, like, a spine problem? I'm not precisely sure, but he's always got his shoulder, like, touching her shoulder. It's very strange. But then they're talking about Larry Kudlow yesterday, and they referenced the fact that he invoked God's will. He mentioned, you know, God's will and like God's will for his life and what should come next. And that's kind of, you know, a nice thing to say, you would think. Not to Stephanie Ruhle.
Larry Kudlow did. Eamon Javers pointed it out on Twitter just a few moments ago. If you notice, when Larry Kudlow spoke on CNBC yesterday, he ended by saying, however things work out, it will be God's will. That's an interesting way to talk about the national economic advisor to the president. God's will.
We're going to talk to you all about this guy, Larry Kudlow, President Trump's new pick to be the top economic advisor.
This will be the challenge for Larry Kudlow, because in the position that he's in now, he has to stand there and represent real data.
Right. But the fear is he may stand there and represent the president in the face of real data.
Well, as Larry Kudlow says, it's God's will.
So they don't understand this just goes to show, oh my gosh, how disconnected they are. They don't understand that he says if this happens, that's God's will. Economics are God's will. That's not what he's saying there. What he's saying there, I can't believe I have to interpret this for these people, is that this has to do with if this is where God wants me to be, then this is where I'm going to be.
Yes. It's a sentiment that's expressed by God-loving, God-fearing, God-respecting people everywhere. It's the idea that the good things that happen to you in life, that you put it up to God. All praise to God for putting me here. And the quote that he had, actually, from the other day was, "The last 25 years of my life have been tied up with CNBC, which changed my life, changed my profession, and it's been a family to me. And however this thing works out, it will be God's will," says Larry, expressing a pretty classic but heartfelt sentiment. Stephanie Ruhle's mocking him for that. So you're supposed to deal in facts, not fiction. That's essentially what she's saying. Look, you're a numbers guy. This is about the economy. It's not about fantasy. It's not about this non-existent creature that you're referencing. That's the clear implication of her remarks. For her to mock him is ridiculous. Why would she even spend time dwelling on it? And you could almost hear Ali Velshi, as you listen to that, try and get her out of this because he can sense it. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, we'll be talking about the." Okay. Your co-host just said the most insane thing ever. I know you don't want to address it, but somebody's got to. Somebody has to. That's what's happening at NBC. Not just ABC these days.
622 on WMAL.
He ended by saying, "However things work out, it will be God's will."
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 13% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
If you were told that surgery was your only option to eliminate your pain, or that you needed to take pain pills to help manage your arthritis, then pay close attention. Hi, I'm Charles Mann, and I've had countless injuries and operations, and I was told I was going to need more surgery and more pills to relieve my pain. Then I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery. And no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. I've had the treatment, and I'm feeling little or no pain. Do what I did. Eliminate your pain and arthritis by taking the first step. Call 410-787-7250 and register for the next seminar. Learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250. That's 410-787-7250. I promise you, it'll change your life.
A few years back, I founded a small company. Now it's a big company. The main reason? Because we've always been innovative thinkers, especially when it came to our website and technology integrations. That's why when we saw our business start to accelerate, we partnered with AmericanEagle.com to develop a total digital solution. AmericanEagle.com took the time to learn our business goals, then helped us put a long-term strategy in place that would scale with our growth. They delivered a full suite of services from development and design to coding and hosting, which means our one point of contact understood the full scope of work. Best of all, when the project was done, our dedicated account manager and maintenance team were available 24/7 for support. So here's a small piece of advice from one innovative thinker to another. Don't hire a website company. Hire a strategic business partner. AmericanEagle.com. Give them a call at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW, the number one, and take your business to new heights.
Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, the VA Beltway, we're slowing here as you head out of Springfield. Watch up ahead. And this is because of a crash. I'm trying to make heads or tails of this as well, so I zoom the cameras around. On the Beltway inner loop, leaving Springfield toward Tyson's after Gallows Road along the left side. Crews were saying, oh, yeah, we have everything on the shoulder, but it looks like some activity still along those left lanes. So be very cautious after you pass Little River Turnpike over toward that area. On 66, heaviest stretch right now. Still Nutley Street up through to the Beltway. We had an earlier minor crash cleared. DC 295 southbound. It's the volume delays. If you're sticking with it, it begins after the Maryland-DC line, right near Burroughs Avenue down toward East Capitol Street. On the 11th Street Bridge, wide open. Looks good on the southeast-southwest freeway each direction. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? We'll call 800-616-KNEE. Learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-616-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wind out of the west-northwest, gusty at times, especially this afternoon, but a clear start with a few clouds coming in this afternoon and cooler 47, colder night tonight, 30 suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Stormy Daniels, you know, come on, you want to know all about her because she's apparently the number one news story in the country right now, because apparently before President Trump was president, before President Trump even considered running for president, she alleges she had an affair with him in 2006, more than a decade ago. And she signed a non-disclosure agreement. She received $130,000. That's not in dispute in return for signing that non-disclosure agreement. Well, now she wants to tell her story about an affair with the president. No, no, no. You did not have an affair with the president. You had an affair with a private businessman. Mm-hmm. That's what you allegedly had.
I'm just shocked that Trump likes women. I didn't know about this story.
I'm just shocked that he would allegedly cheat on his wife. Oh my gosh, because, you know, that never happens. The tell-all is supposed to air now on CBS March 25th. So set your DVRs, because I'm sure you want to know what she has to say. 627 on WMAL.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend How to Eliminate Neck, Shoulder, and Arm Pain Without Drugs or Surgery on Wednesday, March 21st. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Coming up on WMAL, Ryan Zinke in the news, not for a good reason, just like awkward and weird.
Awkward.
And yeah, we'll tell you about that. We'll share that with you. Also, dogs are more obedient to one gender over the other.
Oh, I bet I know.
I bet you don't. And Matt Damon may be the one celebrity actually putting his money where his mouth is, getting out of this country.
Oh,
moving to another country because he hates Trump so much.
Can't wait to find out what won.
6:30 at WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now, WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. New this morning, authorities in Miami have raised the death toll from yesterday's pedestrian bridge collapse.
What we can confirm is at this point, at least we can confirm six fatalities.
That bridge suddenly collapsed onto the road below yesterday near Florida International University. Officials say the rescue mission is now a search and recovery effort. The Washington Post is reporting that President Trump has decided he needs a new national security advisor and will be replacing H.R. McMaster soon. The Post reports that Mr. Trump is actively discussing potential replacements. A car slammed into the rear of a stopped ride-on bus in Rockville last night, killing the car's driver and injuring several people on the bus. It happened on Norbeck Road at Avery Road, police say. The Maryland Senate has approved a $44 billion budget, and it includes more money for education, money that is going to come from higher income taxes Marylanders will pay thanks to the recent federal tax overhaul. One person's in custody after a fatal shooting in Fairfax County yesterday. Police said it happened on Colvin Run Road in Great Falls. Detectives say the shooter and victim knew each other. Alex Smith is eager to get to work as the new quarterback of the Washington Redskins.
It's very clear immediately the desire to win from top to bottom. The competitiveness, top to bottom, the stakes, the urgency. I mean, I think those are all important things that need to start at the top. And I think that trickle down into that locker room where it sets the tone.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,874. The Nasdaq at 74,82. Sports sponsored by Lidl. The Hokies season is over as they lose to Alabama at the NCAA tournament. NHL, the Caps beat the Islanders. NBA, the Wizards are idle. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Planning an Easter meal? Shop Lidl for super deals on their gourmet preferred selection brand. Through Wednesday, get up to 50% off select specialty items in time for the holiday. Explore authentic flavors from around the world at surprisingly low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV, exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart, it's ultra-high def, and it's curved, just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000, but because we bought all that Samsung could give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? Your doctor said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of spinal fusion procedures, there was a gentle and effective way to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you are back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. This highly advanced FDA-approved technology decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain without the need for fusion. Locations in the Washington, D.C. area and Scottsdale, Arizona. Call 888-957-7463. 888-95-SPINE. Or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, Bill, we're dealing with the crash. So out of Annandale, delays are forming here quickly here and around from Braddock Road. Watch up ahead for the brake lights as you pass Gallows Road toward 50. Looks like still along the left side for the crash activity. Once you get beyond that, that is your breakaway point. You're good. From 66 across the Legion Bridge. Legion Bridge each direction, wide open. Light delays right now at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. How you doing out of Brandywine? We had a tough start here this morning with the road work now cleared northbound 5 near Moores Road towards Surratt's Road, but now that volume right near the 301 split, and it's just off and on through that area. Once you get past Surratt's Road, pretty decent pace for the rest of the ride, Clinton up through to the Beltway. To the Beltway we go, Route 4, Route 5, 210. I haven't had any incidents reported on topside between the College Park and it looks like George Avenue that we have a stop and go underway right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winds will increase today, so with clouds. We'll see some clouds at sun this afternoon. 47. Overnight tonight, breezy, cold, 30. Outside the Beltway, even colder. On St. Paddy's Day, some rain showers in the afternoon, 46. Sunshine in mid-50s returning by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Centerville, 32 in Frederick, 38 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, top of the morning to you. Coming up this morning, Sagar and Jetty. 7:05 will be with us. We've got 7:35, Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins. We've got a new quarterback in town, baby. Larry Michael's going to tell us all about it. Brett Baer joins us at 8:35. I'm Vince Colonnese with Mary Walter. Mary O. Walter.
Let's talk about dogs. Let's talk pets. I grew up, we pretty much, being the oldest, we didn't have a dog my entire life growing up. But my father one day brought a dog home that he found in the middle of a road, and the dog was wet and running in the middle of the road, and so he picked the dog up and threw it in the car, brought it home, and my mother's like, no dogs. My mother, short little side note here, had always thought she was allergic to dogs. Her parents, you know, told her, we can't have a dog because you're allergic. So my mom said, we can't have a dog, I'm allergic. And my grandmother told her, she said, oh no, you're not allergic, we just told you that so you wouldn't ask for a dog.
Oh man.
That's true.
Man.
That's a true story.
Your whole family has a history of running head trips on each other.
It's brilliant parenting if you think about it, though, right?
So my nobody's is anyone actually allergic to a dogs? Come on. Is that a real thing? It's just cats, I think, right?
Well, cats are allergic to the dander. So, actually, not the dander, their saliva.
Yes.
So it can vary from cat to cat.
I think some people are just allergic to wet noses with dogs.
Yeah. They're allergic to fun kisses and snuggles.
Yeah. So the same tongue they wield on their rear end. They wield all over your face.
Apparently, we don't care as humans. according to researchers in Hungary, guess who dogs like more? All right, let me put it this way. To which member of the family do you think dogs are more obedient to?
I my initial reaction to this, as you mentioned this morning, it's got to be men. I feel like men,
because they're strong.
It's just, they're clear. It's authority. It's like just direct. Do, don't do, done. You know what I mean? It's not a lot of like chit-chat. It's like, all right, dog, go. Come, sit, stay. Authority. Am I right?
You're wrong. And they start, this experiment was done because that is the assumption. Researchers in Hungary ran an experiment where they played recordings of dog growls in a number of different scenarios, like guarding food, playing tug of war, feeling threatened by a stranger.
Yep.
And they asked the people to identify the context of each growl. It turns out that women
And people who deal with dogs, you know, people who are trainers, are better at understanding the context of the dogs and the growls than men are. And they say as a result, dogs are more obedient to women because women just speak dog better. I think it's because most women date men, and so that's why we understand dogs better. That's where I think that is. Don't look at me like that, McKay. Don't you dare. Yeah, they say...
So insulting.
They say it has to do with a higher sensitivity of women to emotional stimuli.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not surprised. Here's the other thing. I think it's because... if anybody wants to comment, I'll throw this out here. 888-630-9625. I think it's because dogs know where that bowl is filled, all right? Bread-buttered bowl filled. Dogs know it's mommy who winds up walking them. It's mommy who winds up feeding them. And women are more... I think a lot of men are very loving with their animals. I think some men are more loving with their animals than they are with humans sometimes. But bottom line, who's filling the bowl?
I'm not buying this study.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Look, maybe the emotional detection is higher for women. I don't think that leads to more obedience among dogs. Every time I've seen a dog sort of interact with a group of people, well, one, remember, I think a dog, no matter who the owner is, no matter what the gender is, the dog's responsive to the person who, kind of as you suggested, is the person who often most takes care of the dog. And that's not just women. There's some men who take great care of their dogs. I just think it's like all of this, like, you know, you get a bunch of little kids around, sit, doggy, sit. And like, the dog's like just not listening. Man walks in the room, sit. Dog, boom, tail to ground. It's not, there's no question. It's authority. And I think the dogs are responsive. They know what to do. And I don't buy this study. I don't know what's going on in Hungary. In America, I think it's a male voice that's going to get a dog to move.
Yeah, okay. Here's the problem with your thinking. Let me take you to school here for just a second.
Okay, please do.
The problem in your thinking is because men don't understand the difference in the growls. They're harsh. You know, stop that. Even though the dog wasn't meaning the growling in a bad way, whereas the women know the difference, so they're going to react more appropriately.
The dog is the man's best friend because it doesn't talk. Forget reading growls.
Nice. If you want to jump in, 888-630-9625. Mike in Sunshine. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think about this? Is Vince right? This is hogwash?
No. My wife, when our babies were crying, I said, the baby's crying. And she goes, no, he just can't get to sleep. Or, he's got a diaper that needs to be changed. Or, no, that's the hungry cry. So I think women are just more in tune with those subtle sounds based on, I think, maybe raising kids.
I only half agree with that. I mean, the baby, that's innate. I mean, the baby is connected to the mother in ways that I don't even think we can quantify. But the actual, like, the way your baby sounds, for sure, mothers are very responsive to that. They know exactly what they're saying. They can communicate in their own language. That's a baby. Dogs? Yeah, maybe women can pick up on what the growls and the crying means particularly, but I think so can men, and by and large, I think men have dominion over the beast.
Ah, here he goes. Here we go.
It's in the
go.
Bible.
888-630-9625. Look at this. A lot of people have opinion on dogs. All right. Those coming up. 643 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Have you tried to hire anybody lately? It's very difficult. You post to those job boards. Hope you're going to find the right person for that gig. But then think about it. How often do you actually check job boards? Say you have a job. Probably not that often. For most people, it's pretty occasional. But there is a place where people do go daily to grow professionally and explore those job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce already there. It's called LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and so much more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, that's why businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering those quality candidates you want. Fewer resumes to light on fire or throw out in the trash. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting, hoping that right person is going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. What is your business waiting for? Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
6:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we do have a couple of incidents here hanging up the commute for you on 270. They'll start there first out of Gaithersburg and into Rockville. Looks like the travel lanes, they should be reopened here. Still a bit of activity, though, at last check south of 370. Again, so if you're heading out of Gaithersburg and into Rockville, just keep alert through that area. We'll have some of that stop and go. Once you get past there and you're good down to the lane divide, still quiet across the Legion Bridge in each direction. Now, the other hang up here, Virginia Beltway, still dealing with the crash on the inner loop. So for those of you heading out of Springfield and Annandale, hold on. That stop and go takes you up right to about 50 Arlington Boulevard along the left side. You still see a lot of flashing lights, so stay to the far right to get by. On 66, brief delays in Manassas and Centerville. I wish I could say that every rush hour. Brief delays in Manassas right now. And a brief delay as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. And heading on the Maryland Beltway, a bit of volume now through the Wilson Bridge near 210 and topside through Silver Spring as expected. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com to WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good-looking Friday, but a bit on the chilly side as temperatures come down now after highs yesterday in the 50s. They only muster up about 47 this afternoon. The winds will increase. Sunshine will start mixing with clouds later. Some clouds tonight down near 30. Suburbs will be even colder. And a chilly St. Patrick's Day with occasional showers in the afternoon, 46. However, sunshine returns on Sunday, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 38 degrees at 647 on WMAL. All right. Apparently a controversial study. Who knew? Coming out of Hungary that ran an experiment, and it suggests that women are better at understanding dogs than men. And as a result, dogs are often more obedient to women than they are to men. And the theory here being that because women can distinguish between the different growls and put them in context, they're not just going to automatically yell at the dog when the dog is growling because they get it. They understand why.
This is poppycock. And by the way, women already have diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Men get the dogs. That's we've
diamonds.
Already agreed.
I don't have any diamonds. I don't have a dog either. I would love a dog, but not right now. 888-630-9625. So many good calls. All right. I'll give you here's one for Vince. John in Virginia. John, good morning. You're on WMAL. Do you agree with this? Apparently not. You think Vince is right, right?
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I gave my wife 3 Jack Russell Terriers, and she's mommy. She's home all day. I go to work. I'm the person who walks them. I'm the person who cleans up their poop. I'm the person who takes them to the vet. Mommy gives them treats. That's what she does. So they respond to her. They respond to me. I'm the alpha male. Mommy's gone now. I still have my 3 Jack Russell Terriers.
That's my theory, though. It's whoever takes care of them, that's who they're going to listen to. And 9 times out of 10 in most homes, if you've ever been a mom and you've had kids who wanted a dog and promised to walk it and feed it and everything else, you know that you wind up walking it, cleaning up after it, and feeding it. And so they wind up being mommy's the favorite.
Of course. Mommy gives them the treats.
Right.
Daddy makes them work.
Exactly. Good cop, bad cop. Exactly. See, so he does agree with me. Thank you, John. I tried to throw you in there, Vince. Sorry.
I'm not quite sure he agreed with you, but...
No, he did.
He was close.
No. Yes, he did. Ronnie in Fairfax. Ronnie, good morning, Ronnie. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you agree with this?
Actually, yeah, I have to... I have 2 police dogs. One's retired, and the other one's active, and they know when it's time to go to work. He understands, but... something about my wife's voice or my daughter's voice. He just melts for them. He does things for them that, as far as me petting and caring for them, he won't do for me. He just melts for them.
Aw, that's too bad, especially when you're the one guy who takes care of them.
That might be occupational. He knows he needs to be a killer on the job. That's different.
Yeah, all right. We're going to be fair to Vince coming up. It's 6:50 at WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come scratch it rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the Stand-Up Guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land in Austin with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. I'd never built a still before, so I did some research and designed and built my own pot stills based on Prohibition-era bust photos I found in the library. I didn't know then that this was kind of the start of the American craft distilling movement right here in Austin, Texas. Cheers. 80-proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-4441. Written by best-selling author and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-4441. 1-800-375-4441.
Replacing your old windows and doors is not only smart, it's easy with a Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. From consultation through installation at Hodges Windows and Doors, we'll walk you through it.
When we were looking to replace our windows and doors, we wanted to add some comfort and style to our home with a stress-free experience. Marvin Windows and Doors was the perfect choice. Marvin offered us styles, colors, and options that complemented our home. And our local Marvin authorized installing retailer was so helpful in finding the perfect energy-efficient windows and doors. They measured, delivered, and installed. A worry-free experience from start to finish. And it finished beautifully.
At Hodges Windows and Doors, your Marvin authorized installing retailer, will show you just how easy it is. Hodges Windows and Doors has been offering the finest in customer service and product selection since 1907. Visit one of our convenient locations in Falls Church or Ashburn, Virginia, or visit us online at hodges.discovermarvin.com.
The 6:55 time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, it's first on the fives. Go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, the Virginia Beltway is like this. If you're heading from 95, 395 Springfield, stop and go through Annandale toward 50 Arlington Boulevard. Now, they did have to temporarily stop all traffic to get the crash from the left lanes over to the right shoulder. So now all traffic has been released, and a lot of the emergency units have also left. So just a couple cars on the shoulder, so you should see some improvement here through Annandale. Nonetheless, though, as you leave Springfield, watch for those brake lights. For 270 South in Germantown, stop and go past 118, new crash response on the way there. So if you're heading between, say, 118 and down toward Montgomery Village Avenue, this will be your stretch with this activity brand new. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures stay down below normal today. Cold front south of us. The winds will pick up out of the west, northwest. Lots of sun this morning. A few clouds this afternoon. A gusty breeze, 47. Down near 30 tonight outside the Beltway. Even colder, 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 657 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Where am I going?
Study out of Hungary shows that women are more attuned to dogs. We understand their emotions better. We can understand the subtle differences in their growls and their sounds. Mm-hmm. And dogs are more respondent, more obedient to the woman of the house.
And I don't buy this.
I know.
I mean, even with children, it seems like women are more in tune to their emotions, but children are more obedient to the men.
It's because you scare them. Paul in Lexington Park. I'm going to give you one here. You ready? Paul in Lexington Park. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Paul. Go ahead. Make Vince happy.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to call the biggest pile of bull crap on this. I've raised boxes for 30 years in a house full of women, and those dogs never listen to my daughters or my wife. And I'll tell you why. Because every time I would tell them, hey, take the dog out, 15 minutes, train it. Do I have to? Do I want to? And my wife was a stay-at-home mom. She fed those dogs every day. She pampered them, spoiled them. But when it came time for them to sit, stay, don't run off, they listened to me, never to my daughters and wife.
Darn
it's
straight.
About training.
There you go.
It's about training.
See, Paul's got it together.
Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Just like you train your wife, right? Right, Vince?
Yeah, she heals.
Exactly. You practice on her and your daughter, and then now you can get a dog.
It's a much more advanced training course.
You can't hit her over the nose with a rolled up newspaper.
No. You can't find newspapers these days.
My husband texted me and said, you definitely understand the cats better than me. It's very true. Let's quickly get Radu and Potomac in here. Radu, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you think this also is just total hogwash?
No, I agree that, they listen to my wife more. We have two enormous St. Bernards, and, I give them the treats, and at that point of the day, they love me, and they do listen to me. But if we're in two opposite parts of the house, she's in the kitchen, I'm in the family room, and we both called them, they're definitely going to go to her, and they listen to her more. Now, we just rescued them about 5 months ago, and they were going to be put to sleep, like, in 2 days after that. And my wife just drove 100 miles to pick them up, and all of a sudden, I came home from D.C., and I saw two horses in my living room.
Whoa.
So I think they got attached a little more to her, but they listen to her more, no question.
It's hard to blame them. She drove 100 miles to go pick them up and save their lives. She sounds like their hero. It's hard to blame your dogs.
I love that story, though, Radu. Oh, you've been adopted. Congratulations. I love that. St. Bernards, though, are big dogs. He said, I came home and saw two horses in my living room. He's not kidding. They're big. Problem, I love St. Bernards. They drool.
By the way, nobody understands cats.
Oh, I do.
No.
No, I do.
Nobody.
If you honestly,
you have to be superhuman. Cats, we're just lucky when that you stay out of their way.
No, that's a myth. My cats will sit when I snap my fingers and point to the floor. They will sit for food. I know when they're sick. Yeah.
If you can get them to jump into a lake and swim a lap, I'll be impressed.
We had a cat that used to walked on a leash and would get on the boat with us.
On a leash?
Yep, walked on a leash and loved to get on the boat with us. So there. What's coming up on WMAL?
Well, Sagar and Jetty of the Daily Caller, White House correspondent, he's going to break down all of the drama that's taking place at the White House. Is it as dramatic as they're telling us?
And walkout fallout, several lawsuits in the making, 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Miami authorities now confirm at least 6 people are dead after yesterday's collapse of a pedestrian bridge. Federal, state, and local officials are all now investigating exactly what happened.
This investigation, of course, continues, and rest assured, it will be well investigated, both by local, state, and federal agencies. Homicide detectives already on scene, as are FBI, NTSB, and OSHA investigators as well.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Yet another change in the Trump administration could be on the horizon.
Sources say that after months of tension, President Trump has made the decision to fire National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. The president now weighing potential replacements, aiming to have a new advisor in place ahead of his historic meeting with North Korea's dictator, which could happen soon.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. The White House, meanwhile, is denying those reports that President Trump is about to fire H.R. McMaster. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted last night, quote, "Contrary to reports, they have a good working relationship and there are no changes at the NSC." D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is promising there will be closer oversight of the city's troubled public school system. In her State of the District speech last night, Bowser said trust in the education system, quote, needs to be rebuilt. A man was killed last night when his car ran into the back of a stopped ride-on bus in Rockville. It happened at Norbeck Road and Avery Road. The man was the only person in the car, but at least 5 people on the bus were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The Maryland Senate has approved a $44 billion budget that includes some $200 million in new education funding. That money is going to come from additional income tax revenue that officials expect to see as a result of changes in the federal tax system. Alex Smith is ready to hit the ground running with the Redskins after being his formal introduction at Redskins Park yesterday.
What really cemented this move, says Alex Smith?
It's very clear immediately the desire to win from top to bottom. The competitiveness, the stakes.
Smith signed a 4-year contract extension with the Redskins, which head coach Jay Gruden says is a big help for planning purposes.
I feel like we have a good foundation in place systematically. Now it's just ways to branch off of it and make us better, and I think Alex gives us that flexibility in order to do that.
Also new to the team is wide receiver Paul Richardson, coming as a free agent from Seattle. He says he's excited to play with Smith.
I want to be able to develop some trust. Yeah, I want him to know I'm always available. Just throw it.
In Ashburn, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Several small businesses are suing the town of Seat Pleasant, saying the huge increase in their property taxes recently is illegal and is aimed at shutting them down. A Pennsylvania judge has agreed to let several more women who have accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault to testify at his retrial.
The judge's ruling says the prosecutor can put 5 other Cosby accusers on the witness stand. It's far from the 19 they had requested, but a big jump over the 1 they were allowed to question during the first trial. The prosecution wants to show the jury that Cosby had a history of drugging and assaulting women. The defense argued that this would prejudice the jurors and submit Cosby to multiple mini-trials.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,874, the NASDAQ at 74,82. Sports, it's one and done for the Hokies as they lose to Alabama at the NCAA tournament. NHL, the Caps beat the Islanders. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL. Skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
705 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on the 270 stretch out of Frederick down through Urbana, nice, easy, wide-open trip until you get to the exit approaching 109 in Hyattstown. A little bit of stop and go. Had the crash in Germantown south of 118, and also we had one near 370. They should be to the shoulders there. I'm seeing traffic getting by a little bit better now, but do be very careful in those two areas in 270 south. Top side of the belt from 95 to George Avenue, slowing, bunching up quickly because of a crash now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're heading from near the exit for BWI, and that's I-195, just south of the exit, the slowdowns take you down toward 175 and Jessup for the crash. That's between 100 and 175. Northbound BWI.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.